Thanks for joining us here at Generation Church North Georgia, where our desire is to bring people of all generations into a fresh relationship with God. If your life has been impacted by our teaching and you would like to share your story, please visit us online at generationchurchnga.org, where you will find the Share Your Story link. There you can also find more information about our church and an archive of past sermons. Thanks again for joining us, and we pray you be encouraged by today's message.
Hallelujah. I'm going to praise Him. I don't care if you're going to or not. I'm going to praise Him anyway. This is, amen. I got my praise on. I'm going to keep it on. Not trading it in for nothing. Listen, this is, if you ever praise any time of year, it should be now. It should be 365 days a year, but if you ever did it, it should be now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Feel just a good anointed presence in the house. Amen. We know this is the triumphal entry Sunday. We all know that. I said, Lord, I follow occasion sometimes. Sometimes I don't. But I said, Lord, I'd like to preach something. He gave me something totally different than what I was expecting. I said, Lord, that wasn't what I was expecting. He said, take it anyway. I said, yes, sir. Amen. Hallelujah. So thankful for the resurrection, for the death, the crucifixion that Jesus did for us. Amen. I think so many times we just bypass these things and we take it for granted. I don't ever want to be in that place. I don't want to be so mechanical in church that I just come in and do this stuff. I don't want to just go through the motions. I said there this morning, I said, Holy Spirit, I don't want to perform. I don't want there ever to be performance on this stage. Ever. I know how to speak and do some stuff. But I throw everything that I have at the feet of Jesus and say, God, if you don't do it, it don't happen. Amen? Yeah. Lord, if you don't do it, it don't happen. I believe I've got a word for you today. I believe every time I step in this pulpit, I have a word for you. Because if I don't have a word for you, somebody else is going to be preaching. I'll sit down and shut up. Amen. Is that okay? I'll sit down and shut up. If I ain't got a word, don't worry. You're not going to hear from me. In Mark, the 11th chapter, you're going to know this scripture, but I'm going to take a place in this using the New American Standard Version. Verses 1 through 7. And as they approached Jerusalem at Bethpage and Bethany near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, go into the village opposite you, and immediately as you enter into it, you will find a colt tied there on which no one has ever sat. And here was his instruction. Untie it. Untie it and bring it here. And if anyone says to you, why are you doing this? Say, the Lord has need of it. And immediately he will send it back here. They went away and found the colt tied at the door outside the street, and they untied it. And some of the bystanders were saying to them, what are you doing untying the colt? And they told them just as Jesus had said, and they gave them permission. They brought the colt to Jesus and put their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Matthew chapter 21 gives one detail that the Gospel of Mark does, and I just wanted to include it in this story. Now, this took place so that what was spoken through the prophet, talk about Zechariah chapter 9 and verse 9, would be fulfilled. Say, here's what it says. Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humbled and mounted on a donkey, even a colt, the foal of a donkey. I want to use for a thought, untied, being released from restraints. That's what it said, go untie this colt. Because he was tied up, he couldn't go. His purpose couldn't be accomplished being tied up where he was at. Some of you, I believe the Holy Spirit is saying this morning, I want to untie you. I want to get you released from restraints that have been holding you back. Amen? Am I in the right place this morning? I think I am. getting released from restraints, being untied. Speak to your neighbors, you see, tell them, get untied. Get untied as you're being seated. Hallelujah. Thank you. Probably won't be too long, but we all face, the honesty is this, we all face restraints that hold us back. Restraints can be defined, if you want to talk about restraints, they can be defined in good terms as well as bad terms. Not all restraints are good, not all restraints are bad. But restraints, I just got to thinking about a couple of examples of restraints that were good. The restraint from saying whatever comes to your mind when you get angry is a good thing. That's a real good thing, isn't it? The restraints from, and I was just thinking this, that from impulse buying is a good thing. If you want to impulse buy, because if you don't, you'll have a house full of yard sale items. Buy it on sale where you can sell it for half price at the yard sale, right? Those restraints are really good. Bless the house with that, Lord. When you want to do something good and you feel restrained and there's something that's a bad thing because you know it's something good that should be done, and for whatever reason you feel the restraint, it could be a bad thing. When God says to obey and you don't because of disobedience, that disobedience is a restraint. And it's at those points that restraints are not productive, they're not good. So we know that restraints can go either way, and I'm going to show you some different things about it. Even Jesus had to deal with restraints. And when I think about restraints, I think about the little TV show Cops. You know, they put the cuffs on them, they're restrained, and they hold them back. You feel like your hands are tied. There were times when Jesus, he couldn't show up in a crowd because his life was threatened. So he was underneath restraints that he had to deal with. He would say at different times, he would make the statement, he said, my time has not come. And understanding what purpose was in his life, that he would hold himself back because it was a restraint that he would feel on what he need to be, what he would need to be doing. But there were other times that just as he felt restraint that he couldn't do things, he also felt the release that he could do things. He told the centurion, when the centurion came and said about his servant being sick, he said, I will come to your house. He didn't feel any restraints. He felt that he was able to do that. He was asked by other times of other people, if thou will, you can do this. And he would say, I will. Because it would be, he would be able to do it. His disciples, he told them one day, he said, I must needs go through Samaria. Things that he felt he had to do, that he had to move into, that he had to happen. But in restraints, when I think about it, and I think about the Christian life and what we live, Jesus came that you could be free. Amen. Jesus came that your life would not have to be defined out by the restraints that you want. He wants your life to be fully free in Him. Jesus said in John 10:10, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. If you're having to deal with a life of just restraint after restraint after restraint, you're not living to the fullness that Christ wants you to live to. And I'm going to tell you, the greatest way you'll ever live is live for Jesus. There has never been such a fulfilling and satisfying way in life to live than living for Jesus. In Luke 4, Jesus even made this so clear. He said, I am come to preach deliverance to the captives. Those people that are held in bondage, those people that are being restrained out, and those people are being held back. He said, my mission is to come that I could set every one of them free. And if that's you in your life, He wants you to be free. He said, I come to set at liberty. I want you to notice what He said. He wanted to bring deliverance. He wanted to bring liberty. Those that were bruised, that felt like they were being held back by restraints in their life. In other words, let me put it to you this way. He wants you to be free from the things that have you all tied up. That there would be no restraints on you in your life. That in your Christian walk, that you are able to walk in the liberty that Christ has got for you. John 8:36, Jesus made it very clear. He said, whom the Son has set free is free indeed. I want you to know when Jesus comes into your life, that is when real freedom begins to come to you. When you begin to feel that power and that anointing that it liberates your life. All the chains begin. How many, when you got saved, you just got up and you was a whole lot lighter than you was? I've heard a lot of people say, I just feel like the burden has fell off of me. That's called losing the restraints that the devil wants to put on your life. And I've come to tell you today that Jesus wants you to be free from every restraint that is holding you back from doing His plan and His purpose in your life. That is His plan for your life. Our text revolves around the fact that something has been tied up that needs to be untied. I know it's a colt, but I'm going to liken you into a colt, into a donkey this morning. You say, what did my pastor preach about? He preached about me being a donkey and how I needed to apply it to my life. You just didn't know you was going to get that kind of message this morning. But about things that need to be untied in your life, that this colt right here was tied up and needed to be untied in his life. This context that Jesus is surrounded is the great entry, what we call the triumphal entry into Jerusalem that's going to happen. The last week of his life, we know that. Many events are going to happen. There's going to be a lot of things that are going to take place. We know that when he gets there, and I'm not going to deal with all the events, but we know when he gets there, he's going to turn over the tables and he's going to drive people out of the temple and he's going to start restoring things. We know that prophecies are going to happen, that instructions are going to be given to the disciples in the last week. The great supper is going to be there, the last supper that he has where he institutes the sacraments, the Lord's Supper, which we'll do next week, that we will have communion next week in our service. But in all these things that happen, if you're not careful, what you'll do, you'll miss the little details of what gets it all started. How many of you know big doors swing on little hinges? Sometimes the things that are the greatest are the things that we don't even to pay attention, we don't even look at. And see, I don't want to overlook the beginning of it all because it's critical. It's critical that you understand this. If there is not an untying of this little coat, none of these events are going to happen. It is based upon this little colt that never a person has said that it must be freed, because there is a prophecy in Zechariah 9:9 that says that the Messiah will come on a colt that has never been ridden by anybody. So do you realize if this one event, if this little colt is not untied, and if he's not secured to go do the things that he wants to, do you realize that one event, if it doesn't happen, the whole word is untrue? Because it's based on that event, because the word says it's going to happen. See, it doesn't seem on the surface that it's a big thing, but it's a necessary thing. It has to happen. It has to be there. And I heard the Holy Spirit speak to me that there are some of you here this morning that you're in need of being untied. It might be from a small thing. It might be from little things in your life, but it is necessary that it happens in your life, that you receive the untying in your spirit and in your life, that you are able to go on and fulfill the purposes of God in your life. Because I want some of you are steady right on the very edge of the purpose that God has for your life. And there's some little things in your life that the Holy Spirit said, I want to untie it. I want to release you from it. I want to get you out of it. And I had, before I come down here, I had the Holy Spirit say this to me. He said, you are just one event away from being the freest that you have ever been in your life. And I believe for some of you that this morning is the morning that the Holy Spirit has carved out. This is the one event that you're going to find that freedom that you've been looking for in your life. Amen. If you believe it, give the Lord a praise about it. Yes, Lord, I want that in my life. So how do I get the restraints off? How do I get untied? How do I get released from the things that have been holding me back, just like this little colt? And I'm just going to give you five things. I'm not long this morning, but I'm just going to give you five little things that the Holy Spirit spoke to me that this story shows us. And I believe if you will incorporate it in your life, it will change the way you live. That, Lord, get me free. My prayer this morning, and it's been for this week since I've been saying, is God, get me free from anything that's holding me. I don't want no chains on me. I don't want nothing holding me. I want to go for everything that the Holy Spirit has for me. I don't want nothing being held back in my life. Here's what I'm saying. Lord, I'm all in. Everything I've got, I'm in for whatever you want to do in my life. How do you get free? I want to tell you, number one, if you're ever going to get free in your life, if you're ever going to get the restraints off of you, you've got to understand that you've got a sense of purpose. There has to be your purpose will drive you. Your purpose will cause you to do things that are very specific in your life. A person that has no purpose, all they are doing is wandering around, well, whatever comes my way is what I'm going to do. Whatever happens here, what happens there, I want to tell you something. I don't have time for that. I don't have time to go down a dirt road this morning. I've got a purpose in my life that I have got to fulfill, and I am not about being random this morning. I've got to be focused and centered. I've got a job I've got to do, and I'm saying, Lord, get the restraints off of me, because because there is purpose in my life that you've called me to do. See, here's what some of you here this morning, you know there's a call on your life to do more than what you are doing. Can I tell you, just like that little colt, you are not called to be tied to a hitching post all the days of your life. And there are things that want to keep you secured to a hitching post. But I want to tell you this morning, I believe that little colt knew I was born to ride the Messiah. I'm born to bear the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And what am I doing tied to a hitching post right now? I'm ready to ride the King of Kings and do the purpose in my life. Man, I believe he's sitting there pawing at the ground. Get me out of here. I feel the day is coming. I feel the moment is ready. I feel I'm ready to go there. See, it would have never happened if he stayed all tied up. Listen, I believe he felt the itch. I believe he said, man, there's something supposed to be on my back right now, and I don't feel it happening the way it's supposed to. Some of you here this morning, you're sitting there like, well, Pastor, I've had these little feelings. Listen, there's purpose that is calling you today. There's an anointing on your life, and you've got to get free from the things that are holding you. It's time to get untied from the hitching post, and it's time to go forward for the glory of God in your life. He was literally chomping at the bits. It would never happen if he stayed tied up. But let me say this also. There is a correct season of being tied up. Here's what the Holy Spirit told me. Sometimes you feel on a rope. See, God knows when you need freeing. He knows when the time is right. And here's what the Lord said to me. If you're loose too early, not only will you hurt yourself, you'll hurt somebody else. Could you imagine if you'd have got him 6 months earlier and his backbone wasn't formed the way it needed to be? That when the Messiah would set on him, it would break his back. Can I tell you, when the anointing gets on you, it won't break you. Do you realize that had he had tried to ride him too easy, too early, and his body would not have been able to sustain the Messiah on him, he would have fallen off and got hurt? I've come here to tell somebody this morning, there is purpose in your life, and God knows exactly where you need to be, and he's got everything. There is a word over your life. There is an assignment that God has given you, and I've come to tell you this morning, it will happen. You're feeling the purpose, and God is going to bring it to pass in your life. Word over you. Zechariah 9, the destiny prophecy was over this colt. You might feel this morning like you're tied up, but I hear the Spirit saying that there's an untying on the way for you. There's something that's more for you. You've been created for more than being tied up. Some of you come in, I want to get free, Pastor. I want to get free. I want to get free. I want to tell you, I believe this morning is the time. It's going to be the moment to break out of that untying in your life and to get free and do exactly what the Lord wants you to be. You've been created. That most of you here this morning, you've been created for more than what you're doing. Too many are content to be tied up. Well, they feed me. They bring me water every day, but I'm tied to this post. I'm telling you, there's something on the inside of me that's looking to do a jailbreak this morning. Get out and go. Listen, I'm tired of prison bars and things that are trying to hold us back. I'm saying, Lord, break Generation Church free. Get people out of the spirit of religion that is taking place. Get this place free in the name of Jesus. We've been created for more than just coming on the inside of these four walls and singing three praise songs and having a sermon and another little closing prayer. We've been created for more than that. That there is an anointing on our life to free North Georgia, to bring the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit here. It's more than just staying tied up to religion. I'm saying, Lord, get Generation Church out of any religion and let us go forward in the name of Jesus for this community to break people free. See, we've come to the kingdom for such a time as this. Number two, to get the restraints off, you've got to get connected to the right people. Here's what many don't understand. The colt couldn't free himself. There had to be connections in his life. See, there are some people that want to keep you, and this Holy Spirit said this, there's some people that want to keep you tied up just to meet their own needs. Not everybody wants you free. Some people's got an agenda to keep you tied. Well, you don't have to do that. Is that really necessary in your life? Do you really want to do that? The people that owned the colt, listen, could only see him as a beast of burden. That's all they could see. They couldn't see me as far as anything. They couldn't see that there was purpose. They couldn't see Zechariah 9 and 9 over this little colt. They had no idea that these people, that they were just sitting there. All they could see was this colt that could carry their own burdens. Couldn't see anything else. But see, here's what you have to understand. The right people will see you as the one that's going to carry the Messiah. See, that's why you've got to get connected to the right people in your life that will understand who you are. The right people in your life will celebrate your anointing. They won't be jealous. Well, who do you think you are? I am the colt that's going to carry the Messiah is who I am. I am the one that had to be born, that was prophesied, that there will be a colt that will never, a person will ride on his back, and the first one that will ever do it will be called Jesus of Nazareth, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I've got purpose on my life, and I will perform that. I will get connected to the right people, and God will bring me to where I need to be. You got to get connected to the right people. The reason some of you go so many crazy different ways, you got so many wrong people in your life. I mean, these people right here, Jesus, you know what he did? He assigned two disciples with a strict mission. Go get that colt. Go get him. I said, they wouldn't have go down to Dollar General on the way and do the other things that they were going to. No, your mission is you go find this colt that I have put out there, because there is a plan and there is a purpose. You got to get connected to the right people. I've come to tell somebody here this morning, the Holy Spirit knows the kingdom connections that you need in your life. He knows how to connect you. He knows how to get you there. He knows who to need to be there. So I'm just telling you, just take it easy and allow the Holy Spirit to assign people to your life. Jesus got, okay, whether it's Peter, James, I don't know who the two was, it didn't tell, go get him. I've got a connection for you to get there. See, I come to tell you that in your life right now, and I know this of the Holy Spirit, the right people are in place right now. You are this close to it, you just don't know it. You are so close to the purposes and the plan of God to get you untied. See, here's what he's got. Some of you got some crazy knots in your life. But he's got the right people that knows how to untie your knots. See, it's not just anybody. See, we try to incorporate, well, this one's got a word, and that one's got a word, and this one's got this, and this guy. I don't need just anybody got a word. I need somebody that knows how to untie my knots. I need somebody that knows how to come into my life and speak to me and say, okay, Pastor, this is what God is doing in your life. This is what needs to happen. This is what needs to take place. See, not just anybody will do. That's where we mess up. We just take anybody. We just allow anybody to come in, speak into us, do this. God, can I tell you this morning, God has got them picked out for you. They are designed. They are ordained. There are people that's going to come into your life that they are on a mission to get you exactly what you want. Listen, this statement the Holy Spirit said to me, and somebody needs to write this, God-ordained people will always bring freedom to you, not bondage. If a person comes into your life and you feel more bound when they come into your life, get rid of them. Because God-ordained people will bring you into a place of freedom. They'll bring you to a place of liberty. They'll help you find your purpose. God will never assign you. Now, there might be people that God sends in your life to correct you, and you better discern it. But there are those that you've got to understand that God has there. Number three, to have the restraints to be removed in your life, you have to know that God knows where you're at. You've not been abandoned. See, this little donkey, this little colt. Lord, do you know where I'm at? Here's what most of us do. When things don't happen in the timing that we think it should, we start operating on our own. We know there's a prophecy over us. We know there's a word over us. We know God has spoken things. We know it. We feel it. It's brought witness to us. But see, what we do, we try to start making things happen on our own. Do you realize that colt could say, I can feel Jesus. He's just a little ways off. I got to get to him. And what he's doing, he's tugging at that fence post. He's tied up to it. There's probably a rope around his neck. All you do is choke yourself to death and wear yourself out, because that fence post is not moving. You've got to understand that God knows where you are. He knows the exact location. He knows how to get you free. So I've just come here to tell somebody this morning, take a chill and let the Holy Spirit do what He wants to do in your life and quit wearing yourself out. You're going here, you're going there, you're doing this, you're doing that. You're busy with everything itself, what you need to be doing. I'm telling you, just stop, give up, say, Holy Ghost, I'm going to let you do it in my life. Amen. Amen. Give Him praise. That's true. I'm going to let you do it. I've come to tell somebody this morning, you've never been out of His care. You've never been out of the eyesight of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He has always been. Again, I want you to know that here's what the Spirit said to me. Jesus didn't stumble up on you one day and say, wow, what a pleasant surprise. We act that way. Oh, good. God found me. Jesus knew exactly where this coat was. He gave us the verbiage so specific. He told the two that was going to go, you're going to go to the next village. Can I tell you the Holy Spirit knows your address? Yeah. Yeah, I'll go ahead and say this. And He don't need to give it to a prophet to tell you that. He already knows. He knows where you're residing at. He knows what town you're from. He knows if you're Clarksville or Cornelia or Cleveland or Atlanta, what, He knows exactly where you're. He said the next town. And here's what He said to the two when they go. And as soon as you enter into that, what does that mean? When you cross the city limits? The second you enter into it, you're going to find a colt tied by the doorway. If he's not tied by the doorway, keep it going. Because there is specificity right here of what He's telling them. I know exactly where you're at. I know exactly the conditions that you're operating in. I know exactly what you're going through. I know your finances. I know what your home life is like. I know what your job is like. I know what your grandchildren are going through. I know what your children are going through. He knows exactly where you are at. And you have to understand that God knows exactly this morning where you are at. He has not abandoned. And some of you say, you're thinking, well, Pastor, you just don't know the trouble in my life. Can I tell you, God's not afraid of your problems. He's not scared of anything that you're going through. He knows exactly. He said He'll be tied by the doorway. He'll be at a place where two roads meet. It's called an intersection. And He said, you're going to find Him tied up there waiting on you. I want somebody to know this morning, God has got you positioned in the right place you need to be. You thought, well, I just accidentally got there. No, you did not. Your life is not an accident, but it's a divine ordination of the Holy Spirit. And I want you to know that the Holy Spirit got you in Generation Church this morning, where you could hear a word from this old country pastor this morning to let you know God's not abandoned you. He's right there beside you, and He's got your times and seasons in His. Somebody should shout on that. God's got my times and seasons in His hand. See, I know you think that life is crazy and you're here on your own, but can I tell you, God's been watching over you all the time. All your craziness, all this dumb stuff you've been doing, I've been doing, everybody else been doing. God can work in spite of it. I mean, who are we to think that we are bigger than God? To think that what I do can just mess everything up. God is still in control of your life and what He is doing. God's been, somebody needs to know this one. God's watching over you. Listen, if He wasn't there, you wouldn't be here. Because you'd done been wiped out, messed up. You'd be laying in a ditch somewhere, drunk with a bottle. I don't know what I would be taking. But I want you to know this morning. I feel to drive this home. The Holy Spirit knows exactly where you are at. He's got GPS that never fails. God's GPS does not to recalibrate. It don't need to say, I need to take a U-turn. It says, I'm on path. I'm on track. I'm going exactly the way I need to be. And I want you to know that you this morning said, here in the house of God are dead center in the will of God, because my footsteps are ordained of the Holy Spirit. Amen. To break the restraints, number four, I'm about done. You have to understand what God says over you is greater than what man says. Man, you got to get that. God's plan will always prevail. Satan cannot stop it. It is impossible. There is no way that he can stop that. The two disciples were on assignment. Their assignment was not what they had come up with. Their assignment was not a dream that they had. Their assignment was directly from the throne room of God. It didn't matter who owned this coat. Jesus said, you're going to go get it. I'm on assignment this morning. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what you've been happening to you. I don't care the circumstances of your life. I am on assignment this morning to take a pair of spiritual scissors and get you free from everything that has been binding you in your life, because the Word of God is greater than anything that man says in your life. Here's what he said. Go find them. Loose them. And bring them to me. That was the word. Do you realize in the Holy Spirit, that is the mission of the church and what we as believers have? That he said, go out in this world and you find them and you loose them and you bring them to me. Jesus knew that this would happen. And he's got, I've got these disciples on assignment. They're going. There's a word. They're walking with a word. Can I tell you this morning, you don't see what's really backing me up, but I got a word on me. I got the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit that is not available to natural eyes. But there is a word. When those disciples, whenever they left Jesus' presence, they was armed with AR-15s and machine guns and everything else. They were ready for war, because you know why? They had a word from God. And I want to tell you, the weapons that we have, it is the Word of God spoken over my life. And that word is more powerful than anything the enemy can muster against me, because the word will always show itself forth. Jesus knew that there would be those that would complain and not understand what he was doing. And listen, for some of you, I know that people look at you and like, you have lost your marbles. You go into that crazy church down there, they praise and they worship and they're all this stuff, and they want to shout and dance and wave flags, and the pastor jumps up and down, spits and slobbers and all this stuff. What are you doing going to a place like that? He knew there would be people that wouldn't understand. Can I tell you, you need to get past worrying about what people are thinking about you. You need to get past worrying about all this stuff. Well, does my friends think I'm okay? Listen, you're the one that is okay. They need to come in line with what God is doing in your life. You need to show them that testimony you that God is greater. Here's what he said. Do you realize that the Holy Spirit will arm you with everything that you need? He knew before they went down there that everybody's not going to understand, that you're just going to walk up, don't know who this coat is, and you're just going to tie it and start walking with it. Who do you think you are? He said, if any man say to you, can I tell you this, everybody's got an opinion. If you're ever going to do anything for God, you've got to get past what other people's opinions are. That's one restraint that 99% of the church needs to get past. Well, you know, because all opinions don't agree. You know what I find I got to do? I got to get in line with God's Word. Not your opinion, not what you think. I got to get in line with what God's Word is saying over my life. If any man say to you, see, many will try to tell you that you can't do what God's called you to do. Well, disciples, what do you mean? I don't know who Jesus is. I got a word. You can't do that, really. I had the Lord tell me I can do that. That who do you think you are? Well, that's the way we get with people that God brings into church. Who do you think they are? God can't save them, really. He saved you, didn't he? We begin to get so judgmental about things, and we begin to say, well, God can't use them. God can't. Well, they're too, don't you understand that this cult is too young? Or don't you understand somebody's too old? Or don't you understand they don't have enough money? Or they don't have enough education? I want to tell you that the Word of God over your life trumps everything this world would ever say about you. I want you to know that His Word is the final authority in my life. It's not your opinion or somebody else's opinion. It's what God says over me. It's what's going to happen in my life. And people don't have to like it. I'm just going to do it anyway. Jesus gave them the reply then, and the same reply is still good today. If anybody's got a question for you, he said, tell them that the Lord has need of them. I want you to know that when Jesus has need of you, it is greater than anything that somebody could try to tear you down with. I don't care what they're saying. Listen, if Jesus has need of you, it's going to happen in your life. And that's what he said. See, what Jesus says is greater than what man says. Here was the law of that time. The law of that time was, if a king had a need of something, you had no choice, but you had to surrender it for the use of the king. Can I tell you, when God separates you and pushes you out and says, I got need for you, I don't care who it is, what has been formed against you, there is nothing that can stop you from going where God wants you to go. I'm telling you here this morning, there is absolute freedom from anything that is holding you from restraint, because I feel the Father has said that I've got need of you. I've got need of Generation Church. I've got need of everybody sitting in the house this morning. And when the King says, I've got need, everything has to bow and to surrender to what the King says. So I'm telling you, just go ahead and move on over. The King is on the way to use you in your life. It's going to happen to you. The King has need for you. See, every one of you got to understand this. You are under the mandate of the King. You are to be released from your restraints. Oh, go ahead and come. You might be under the strength. Your physical body might be sick. We laid hands on Holly this morning that her body had been pain right there. But I'm telling you, be released from those restraints, because the King's got need. I feel that in my spirit right now, Holly. The King has got need for you. And that restraint can fall off of you, because there is a word over your life. And there is an anointing that God has. The King, I'm under a mandate this morning. I've had the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords speak to me and say, I want to set my people free. God's word prevails, sure enough. They asked me, why are you loosening him? And here's what the word said. I'm going to light on this. The owners said. But you know what? Now they are no longer the owners. The ownership has just changed. I untied him and I pulled him. He's now the King's. I'm telling you, some ownership needs to change this morning. Some ownership needs to change. I believe there's going to be a handoff in the spirit. Some of you got a leash on you. Things been holding you back right here and over there, and you don't understand it. I see the Holy Spirit reaching his hand out saying, we're changing ownership today. We're moving you to another realm. What used to have you bound has been ruled over you. Jesus has sent a liberating word to you this morning. They said the master's got need for him. You know what it said? Okay. You understand something? They couldn't say anything else. It was already prophesied. It's already written in Zechariah 9:9. This is going to happen. Okay. You've got it. The word over you. Here's what the Holy Spirit spoke to me. The word over you is stronger than anything that is trying to stop you. That word that has been released in your life, it is more powerful. More powerful than anything that's got you bound up. I don't care the issues. I don't care if it's your mind. I don't care if it's your past. I don't care what is going on in you, that you feel that you're restrained, that you feel like, I can't do it because of this, Pastor. You don't understand what I've been through. You don't understand the hell that I've been. You don't understand my childhood. You don't understand the things that are holding me back. You don't understand what's in my mind, in my spirit. I don't have to. Jesus does. And there's a word over your life that says you can come out from that. I won't say, I just feel that you're not bound by what your family used to be, or maybe what your family is, because there's a word over you that is more powerful than anything, any restraint that is trying to hold you back. There's a word over you that is more powerful than any sickness, into any disease in your life. There is a word over you that is more powerful than a financial situation in your life. The word of God is more powerful. And I'm going to tell you, whose report do you choose to believe? I choose to believe the report of the Lord, and his report says I'm healed. It says I'm filled. It says I'm free. It says I have the anointing in my life. It says I can perform the will of God in my life. I choose to believe the report of the Lord, and his report over my life is you are anointed and you are free in Jesus' name. Somebody needs to get on to that. I am free in Jesus' name. When the restraints are gone, go ahead and stand with me. When you finally get untied, I'm going to tell you what's eventually going to happen to you. I pray it happens to every one of you this morning. The greatest praise event of your life will happen. See, this colt didn't understand. He got tied up. He got freed, untied. And he was on his way to the greatest praise service that had ever happened in the world. I mean, it was about to break loose. They was about to be a praise party like you've never seen before. That's what's going to happen to you when that begins to happen. Untying the colt began the praise revolution. I'm going to tell you, I'm praying that God does a praise revolution in Generation Church. Hear what I'm saying. A praise revolution. Here's what he said. Go tell the daughters of Zion, thy King is coming on the back. back of a coat, that has been untied. This end time revival, this is what the Holy Spirit spoke to me. This end time revival is coming on the backs of praisers that have been untied from religion. They found a new freedom in the Holy Ghost. They're at the point they don't care what somebody else thinks. They don't care what somebody else, they point a finger and sit back there and get snide and look at them, look at what. They don't care, because you know what? They've been freed from that old hitching post, and they feel destiny. They feel the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I want to tell you that we are on the way to the biggest praise party this world has ever seen. I believe that the Holy Ghost is about to show up and do things we've never before seen in our life. Hallelujah. Yeah, get with me, oh, we're going to praise right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And the word said, and they brought the colt, and they began to put their cloaks on the back of the little colt that had been released. And the next thing you know, they're throwing them down in the way. He's feeling the purpose of God is beginning to happen to him. He can tell, oh, the right weight is on my back. It's the way I always felt it should feel. I'm hearing the Holy Ghost talk to me right now. That some of you, when you begin to walk into it, you didn't know what it was going to feel like. But when that weight gets on you, you're going to say, oh, this is exactly the way I thought it would feel. This is the anointing. This is the power of the Holy Spirit. You will feel the weight of the Holy Ghost, but it's going to feel good to you, because it says purpose is being fulfilled. And they're sitting around. Praise begins to happen. And you know what they said? Shut them up. He said, if I shut them up, the rocks are going to cry out. I had to say, I love that on song, before the rocks cry out, I'm going to praise his name. That is why the purpose of God is to be fulfilled. Listen, we're to be a house of praisers. God is not pleased with such a, well, I'll praise him if he does this. Listen, if you got breath in your body, the word says, let everything that hath breath, let it praise the Lord. It didn't say if you feel good. It didn't say if I feel it. It didn't say if they sung the right songs. It didn't say if the pastor preached the right word. It said, let everything that hath breath, let it pray. Can I get that in the house this morning? Do you have breath in your body today? If you do, I want to hear a praise coming out of Generation Church right now. Lord, we praise you right now in the house. We give you praise. If I don't praise him, it's going to break. The rocks are going to cry out. Holy Spirit this morning is wanting to break the restraints off of you. I said, Lord, what restraints do we need to be broke off? He said, there's people need the restraints of performance broke off of their life. There are people that need the restraints of expectations of what somebody else expects of you. Let me free you up. You're not going to fulfill people's expectations. You just got to go, Father, you please with what I want. The feeling, the expectation, the restraint, I'm not prepared. Lord, I'm not ready. You know, Jesus was kind of taking his life in his own hands, getting on a colt that's never been rode before. You ever thought about that? I think could have bucked him, could have run him everywhere you could. I've been on a horse that's been broke, just run me crazy. But you realize that the chance that he was taking? But do you understand that the Word of God will tame everything that is underneath you, that's around you, will get it to fall in line? You might look and say, Lord, I don't know how that's going to. Lord, that's crazy. You calling me to do that? The Lord says, I've got it under control. The anointing is so powerful that every enemy, everything that should be reacting a different way is going to change the way it reacts. Why? Because the Word of the Lord is exactly what it needs to be, and it's going to change the circumstances of your life. Some of you feeling inadequate. It's your restraint. Well, Lord, I'm just not good enough. I'm not trained. I didn't go to Bible college. I don't have a degree. I don't have a little paper that says I'm intelligent. Thank goodness. Some of you need to be freed from the restraint of other people's opinion. What are they going to think? What's my family going to think? What's my wife going to think? What's my husband going to think? What's my children going to think? Give it a shot and find out. You need to be released from that. Some of you need to be released from religious norms that's been set up in your life. Religious expectations, it's holding you back. And see, you know one thing I love about Generation Church? Probably 50 to 75% of the people in this church was not raised in a Pentecostal background. I commend you.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's message from Generation Church, North Georgia. Please stay connected with us by subscribing to our podcast and help us to spread the good news of Jesus by sharing today's message with your friends. You can also connect with us on social media via Facebook or Instagram. Until next time, God bless.